Hello and welcome to Just a Guy and His Journey Back to God. So today we're in Romans 4, but before we go there, let's go to God in prayer. Holy Father, thank you for this day and thank you for the many blessings. It's amazing that you, God, the creator of all, the sovereign Lord, sovereign God, that you care about me. You care about us. You want to talk to us. You tell us to pray, to talk to you as we would our fathers, our earthly fathers. And Lord, I just thank you that you care about some guy. It's amazing, and I'm grateful. Even more amazing is you made me an heir into your family. And as an heir, I have access to you and all that you are. So, thank you. It's crazy. And so, Father, I just pray as we read that you, Holy Spirit, would guide us, that you would provide your wisdom, your insights, and it'd be the you that talks to us, that there'd be nothing from me, because there's really nothing worth listening to from me. So, Father, I pray for you to guide this time. Open our hearts, open our minds to you, and have us be receptive to your message, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. So, Romans 4 continues the discussion and the debate with Paul regarding how are we saved? Is it through the law? Is it through works? Or is it through faith? And the thing that Paul does amazingly is he brings in the Old Testament constantly and really is doing all that he can to wake up the Jews to the fact that they are saved by grace, by faith, and not by the law. And then really showing the Romans, the Gentiles, you don't have to follow those rules. They aren't what's important. It's your faith in Christ, in God's character, that matters. So let's go ahead and jump on into Romans 4, verse 1. What then shall we say that Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh, discovered in this matter? If in fact Abraham was justified by works, he had something to boast about, but not before God. What does Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Now to the one who works, wages are not credited as a gift, but as an obligation. However, to the one who does not work, but trusts God, who justifies the ungodly, their faith is credited as righteousness. David says the same thing when he speaks of the blessedness of the one to whom God credits righteousness apart from works. This is Psalm 32, verses 1 and 2. Verse 7 says, "Blessed are those whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord will never count against them." Is the blessedness only for the circumcised or also for the uncircumcised? We have been saying that Abraham's faith was credited to him as righteousness. Under what circumstances was it credited? Was it after he was circumcised or before? It was not after, but before. And he received circumcision as a sign, a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. So then, he is the father of all who believe, but have not been circumcised, and in order that righteousness might be credited to them. And he is then also the father of the circumcised, who not only are circumcised, but who also follow in the footsteps of the faith that our father Abraham had before he was circumcised. It was not through the law that Abraham and his offspring received the promise that the world would be, that he would be the heir of the world, but through the righteousness that comes by faith. For if those who depend on the law are heirs, faith means nothing and the promise is worthless. Because the law brings wrath. And where there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore, the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring, not only to those that are of the law, but also to those who have the faith of Abraham. He is the father of us all. It is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not. So here the argument has been, or the discussion points, really shows that Abraham was promised to be the father of many nations before he was given the law, before he was circumcised, before any of that. And it was his faith that was counted towards righteousness because he believed in God, not some text, not some works, but he believed in God, the character of God. And those who believe in God are the ones who have righteousness, have faith. It's not through their works, it's not through their efforts, it's through their faith in God and his character. Verse 18. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. So I read that verse 20 again. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. Again, he had faith in God, God's ability, God's character, God who he is. It wasn't necessarily a text. It wasn't the law. It was nothing else. It was God's character and personality and who God is, not anything else. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. Verse 23. The words, it was credited to him, were written not for him alone, but also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness, for us who believe in him, who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. So, going back to the Old Testament, Paul is demonstrating that both David and Abraham were given credit and were credited with righteousness via faith. Faith in God and who God is. So when we look at this, and I was reading some commentaries, A.W. Tozer put things this way. He focused on Romans 4:3, which says, what does Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Tozer writes, faith is of two kinds, nominal and real. The nominal faith is faith that accepts what it is told and can quote text after text to prove it. It's amazing how nominal faith and nominal belief can weave these texts into garments, cloaks, and curtains for the church. So basically, he's saying nominal faith is one that just, it's superficial. It may be able to quote Scripture really, really well, but has it incorporated it? He goes on to write, but there is another kind of faith. It is the faith that depends upon the character of God. You will remember that the Scripture does not say Abraham believed the text and it was credited to him as righteousness. It says Abraham believed God. It was not what Abraham believed. It was who Abraham believed that counted. Abraham believed God, and the man of true faith believes God, and his faith rests on the character of God. The man who has real faith rather than nominal faith has found a right answer to the question, what is God like? There is no question more important. The man of true faith has found an answer to that question by revelation and illumination. What is God like? Who is he? What's he like in my life? Only I can answer those questions, I guess. Who he is to me. But the reality is he's the same God to everybody. He's faithful. He's gracious. He's powerful. He's all these wonderful things. He's Abba. With that, as we think about who God is and what he's like, let's go to him in prayer. Abba, Father, thank you. You are the most powerful. You are the most gracious. You are kind. You are gentle. You are strong. You are righteous. You are fair. And Lord, I come before you thanking you for who you are. Thanking you that it's the relationship. It's in you that we have faith. Not necessarily words, but it's in you. And I just pray, Father, for this day, that we would grow closer to you and love you more, that our hearts and our minds would be open to you, and that we would walk with you and talk with you all day. May our lives be worthy of you. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thanks for joining me at Just a Guy and His Journey Back to God. I hope you have a great day.